Elk hunting season opened last week in a remote corner of Arizona. The state's Department of Game and Fish has authorized a special hunt to eliminate 200 elk. But some residents in the area are opposed to the hunt, and they plan to take up arms to keep hunters off their land. Celeste Headley of member station KNAU in Flagstaff reports.
About 100 years ago, there weren't any elk in Arizona. The native Merriam's elk were wiped out in the late 1800s. So in the early part of last century, the state imported Rocky Mountain elk from Yellowstone Park in Wyoming. And most experts are surprised by how well the animals have adapted to their new environment. Today, there are about 26,000 elk in Arizona. So many, in fact, that the animals are beginning to cause a problem. Josh Millspaugh is an elk expert from Missouri University.
Being how large they are and how much they can consume, they can do a tremendous amount of damage. And I think that the other thing we need to think of is that there are other populations that may be affected by the presence of a large herbivore like that.
The Arizona Department of Game and Fish agrees. Field Supervisor Bob Berkland says the elk have also taken up permanent residence in some sensitive areas.
Elk have moved into areas that they only used in the wintertime, so they migrated in and out of these areas, and now they've taken up residency. And we don't want resident elk populations out in these isolated areas.
One of these places is Chevelon Retreat, about 60 miles southwest of Winslow in the northeastern corner of Arizona. To get to Chevelon, you have to drive nearly 80 miles over an unpaved dirt track that's barely recognizable as a road. It cuts through a lush canyon and a series of flat plains dotted with junipers and brush. According to Game and Fish, a small herd of 200 elk has moved into this region and is destroying local vegetation and pushing out smaller mule deer. So the department has authorized a hunt in which 1,000 total hunters will come in small groups between August and December. The aim is to reduce the herd to small enough numbers so those remaining will migrate out of the area. But many residents of Chevelon Retreat are outraged. Willie Height and her husband Jack have lived in the area for almost 20 years.
There's too many houses and there's too many kids. I mean, you can't have people coming out here hunting and just shooting off with little bitty kids running around. And that's scary to me.
Chevelon Retreat includes both private and public land, interspersed like a checkerboard. Jack Height has been a hunter for 60 years and says it's impossible for hunters to know when they've stepped onto private property. What's more, it's difficult to see some of the houses until they're dangerously close.
I do have an outhouse out here. It's got a bullet hole right through the outhouse during a deer season. I'm sure glad I wasn't sitting in there.
The Heights and 31 other residents in this sparsely populated area have submitted a formal protest to the Game and Fish Department to stop the hunt. Some say they'll patrol their property with guns, warning hunters away. Still, the hunt does have supporters in the area. Several ranchers complained the elk have been grazing on their land. Jim Ohako and his family own three ranches in the area, covering almost 140,000 acres.
There just isn't enough feed for both the elk and the cattle. We rotate our pastures with our cattle, and we save a pasture for the winter. We close the gates, and then the elk don't respect the fences. They're in there. They're taking the best part of the feed.
Several western states are developing similar elk management strategies to deal with growing elk populations. Right now, experts believe hunting is the most efficient and cost-effective option. Again, Bob Berkland.
It's a large species, really with very few predators, so hunting is our only tool to manage these populations, and we have to harvest them, and it's really just that simple.
But in practice, reducing the herd won't be easy. Hunting elk is difficult. They're hard to find, and they're hard to kill. And the Department of Game and Fish predicts that even 1,000 hunters won't be able to entirely eliminate the Chevelon herd. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in northeastern Arizona.